with you that I believe relate to the year we're entering into. If you turn your Bibles with me to the book of Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. Are you there? Daniel 11:32, and I'm reading the B part. The Bible says in Daniel 11:32, the B part, it says, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. It says the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. Oh, I wish there's somebody here that understands what that means. It says the people seated here in King's Court Chapel who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall carry out great exploits in the name of Jesus. Turn with me quickly to Exodus chapter 3. Actually, let's look at Isaiah 8. We'll get to Exodus 3 later on, somewhere in the middle of the message if we can. Isaiah 8, verse 18. Isaiah 8, 18. Are you there? It says, here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Milton Keynes. We are for signs and wonders in the United Kingdom. We are for signs and wonders in our workplace. It says we are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. This morning, I want to share a short message with you. I'll try to make it short because of time, which I've titled, You Are a Sign and Wonder. And I believe it's very key and prophetic concerning the year we're entering, 2009. First of all, before I start, I want to congratulate you once again that you made it to this day. Not everyone is here to see today. And in a few minutes, 2008 will be history. And we would have stepped into 2009, which at this point in time that we are talking is actually the future. And I just want to announce to you, if you would allow me, that as the Lord has spoken to me and as I believe He has, that the year 2009 is going to be a year of supernatural exploits. Yeah. I thought your amen would be louder than that. Yeah. I said that the year 2009 in King's Court Chapel, for those that know their God, is going to be the year of supernatural exploits. Yeah. I believe that this year, the year 2009, is going to be a year of great achievements in this ministry. Yeah. I pray that you'll be a partaker of these great exploits in your life. Yeah. I pray that you'll experience the power of God in your life in the year 2009, yeah, like you have never experienced before. I pray in the name of Jesus that you, your life will be a sign. It will be a wonder to those that are around you. That your life will be a symbol. That when they look at you, you will be a signpost in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Bible says in Daniel 11:32, it says, but those that know their God, the people that know their God, that's, oh my goodness. It says the people that know their God, they will do great exploits. What does it mean by that? It means that the achievements, what they do, that they will be an example unto others. Am I speaking to someone this morning? You know, this scripture in the book of Daniel 11:32, it makes us to understand that there are a group of people that will do great exploits. The truth is, it's not everyone. Because if you read it carefully, it qualifies those that will do great exploits. It says that it is those that know their God that will carry out great. You know, that word great, I want to superimpose the word supernatural upon it. Are you listening to me? So it makes me to understand that those that know their God will carry out supernatural exploits. Now, if you read the context of that scripture, you'll notice that the people at that point in time were going through, they were under attack during this period. So if you read the scriptures prior to that, they were under attack from northern conquests and various things. And just afterwards, they were undergoing some challenges. They were going through some challenges. Some of them had forsaken God. But then he then goes on to say, after he had said, spoken about, he actually says that some of them had forsaken God prior to that. He says that some that had done wickedly against the covenant, they shall be corrupted by flattery. But then he says, in the midst of that, just one scripture, it's not even up to one verse, some words then qualifies those that will make a difference. In the midst of the challenges, the darkness are happening around you, listen to me. There are some people that will do great exploits in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I believe that the year 2009 will be a challenging year. Say amen.
Amen.
But it is also going to be an opportunity for God to show up in your life. Get this, let me repeat that. If you read that context, a lot of people read that scripture, they quote it, but they don't read what happened beforehand or what happened afterwards. The year 2009 will be challenging. It's going to be challenging in terms of ministry. It's going to be challenging in terms of finances. It's going to be challenging in various ways. But then, with that challenge comes an opportunity for God to show up in your life. It is going to be a year that comes with the opportunity to establish and build in the midst of those challenges. You know, it's going to be a year whereby some of the foundations you've been laying your life upon will be shaken. But it's an opportunity to relay the foundation so that you begin to experience supernatural exploits in your life. Am I speaking to somebody? I know this may not exactly be what you thought you would hear, but I can only say what I believe God has told me. I will not preach something to tickle your ears. I'll preach what I believe has been laid upon my heart. Amen?
Amen.
So if you don't say amen, people that are not saying amen to the challenges, get this. Do you know that if you don't go through challenges, you will not know the power of God? Oh my goodness. I wish there's somebody that understands what I mean. If you don't have a test, you will not experience promotion. If you don't go through trials, you will not know the anointing upon your life. If you don't have a fight, you can never experience victory. Am I speaking to somebody? So when I say it is going to be challenging, you should be rejoicing. Because you need to, for those that have understanding, they will realize that with the challenge comes something on the inside of that challenge. Let me move on. The Bible says that, but those that know, who know their God, the people who know their God, it says those that know, get this, the knowing of God is not about coming to church or reading the Bible. You see, when the challenges come, it will give you an opportunity to know God in a different way. You know, last week, during the workers' training, a certain gentleman, I got a couple of workers just to share what God has done in their life and things. And a certain gentleman came up, and he said that during the year that he had always experienced some pains, I think, in his abdomen or something like that. And he said, during the year, the pain got bad, also, and he went to hospital to see his doctor. So they conducted the initial tests. And the report they gave him is that it's probably cancerous. So, and that they invited him to come in and for further test. Now, between the time of the initial test and the further test, he started doing research on cancer. And the more he read about it, the more he became scared. And then one day he woke up. He said, what am I doing reading all this? That, let me go back to the scriptures. Now, I don't remember the scripture he said God gave him, but God gave him a scripture. And he said he held on to the scripture. He put it on his mobile phone as his alarm, and maybe on his computer and various things. And that whenever I woke up in the morning, that's what woke him up. That's the first thing he saw. And he started holding on to that word. Get this. At that point, he may have known God as his Jehovah Jireh. But when he was going through that challenge, God became his Jehovah Rapha. Hey! My goodness, you need to get this. You need to get this. There was another gentleman that's a very comfortable gentleman, had his business and things. During the year, he too gave a testimony. During the year, his business collapsed, the various challenges and things. Business collapsed, various things, lost his car, and so many other things. In the midst of it all, he said that he got to know God in a different way. Listen to me, if you've never lacked, you will never know God as your Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. Oh, God is going to reveal himself to somebody as the one that provides. Listen to me. Your provider is not your business. Your boss, your employer, is not your provider. Hey, the gentleman that gave his testimony earlier did not have a job for how many years? Two, three? 3 years. Husband and wife in this country. Living in a four-bedroom house. No job. Hey. But they never lacked. You need to get this. You need to get this. He says, but the people who know, key into that. Key into, you see, if you don't take anything away from here tonight, key into that this is what I need to do next year in order to experience supernatural exploits in my life. He says, the people that know their God. Get this. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. Let me just show you something quickly. Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. Are you there? It's a story we know very well. The Bible says in the book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, it says, let me read from verse 1. It says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire. But the bush was not consumed. Verse 3, then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. Then he said, do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And then, further down, in verse 14, God told him something. He said, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. You see, if you read about Moses, prior to this encounter, God was not mentioned concerning his life. In verse 2 talks about his birth. It talks about how he was brought up in Pharaoh's house. It talks about how he tried to redeem or deliver or fight on behalf of an Israelite. It talks about how he tried to separate two Israelites fighting. And then it then talks about him running away. But at no point did the Bible talk about God being in the life of Moses. But then, he got to a stage when he knew God. Get this. Turn with quickly. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. I want to show you something. When Moses knew God, that was the turning point in his life. The calling of God was upon his life right from the beginning. But it's when he knew God that he really started walking and he was able to do the exploits. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 6, verse 2. Let me show you something there. Are you there? It says, and God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. Verse 3, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, Lord, I was not known to them. My goodness. God was revealing himself to Moses in a different way that nobody else knew. Get this. He was revealing. Prior to that, even if Moses wanted to talk about God, he probably would have said the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. But then, when God now said that, look, I appeared to those guys as the as Almighty, but to you, I am the Lord. That got to a state that Moses would have been able to say, hey, He is now the God of Moses. Oh, my goodness. Somebody needs to begin to say next year, get to a stage whereby they say that he is the God of Olushola Iwedemi. He is my God. He is the Almighty One. He is the God, the great I am. The who I am that I am. My goodness. Let me move on quickly because of time. You see, God made Moses to understand that this was a personal revelation of himself. In the year 2009, your knowledge of God will put you in the picture to experience supernatural exploits. You see, Moses was walking in his own strength prior to that. But when he experienced God, he started walking in a new level of supernatural exploits I did not know before. Let me. There are certain things that will happen to you when you begin to know God. I think I'll need to finish with this because we'll continue on Sunday. There are certain things that will happen to you when you know God. The first thing that will happen to you is a new level of revelation will come to you. I just showed you in Exodus chapter 2, verses 2-3. You see, when you know God, it will not be just the God of Pastor Shola. You will be able to say, but God, this is what you said to me. You'll be able to say, God told me, and I know the God that I serve. The second thing that will happen to you, that's Exodus chapter 6, verses 2-3. The second thing that will happen to you when you know God, like I'm saying, is in Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. I'll just read it quickly. It says, God told him, he said that, now, come now, therefore, and I'll send you to Pharaoh that you'll bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. When you know God, you will be commissioned for an assignment. You see, Moses had the calling of God upon his life from day one, but he was not commissioned. He got the commission when he got to know God. Third thing that will happen to you when you get to know God personally. The third thing is that you'll be empowered to fulfill your assignment. You'll be empowered to fulfill the assignment God has for you. That's in Exodus chapter 4, verses 3-4. Exodus chapter 4. Let me read from verse 2. It says, so the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground and it became a serpent and Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. And then let's jump to verse 12. And then, now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. He was empowered to go and do the things he needed to do. When you know God, God will empower you. And then the last thing is in Exodus 4:17. When you know God, you'll be able to take up the mantle God has for you. Exodus chapter 4, verse 17. It says, and you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs. The rod became the mantle of Moses. The Bible says, those who know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. Get this. The first thing I just explained is the key, knowing God, is the key to experience supernatural exploits. You see, the word exploits means achievements, great deeds. And then the word supernatural basically means that above and beyond that which is natural. The word supernatural means that your natural things, God will breathe upon it. And it will become supernatural. You see, listen to me. It says, those who know their God shall be strong. You see, the knowledge you have of God will make you strong in the midst of adversity. The year 2009 will come with its winds of adversity. It will come with its challenges. It's going to come with its trials. It's going to come with its various tests. But those that remain strong that know their God, they will remain strong. And in remaining strong and knowing God, they will experience supernatural exploits. Listen to me. I'll try to round up. There'll be times in the year 2009 that it will seem as if no progress is being made. There will be times in the year 2009 when it will seem as if the ground is hard. And it will seem as if all your efforts are not making a difference. But get this, the key is knowing God and remaining strong. Get this, when God sent Moses to Pharaoh, there would have been times that he must have felt that he was not making any progress. Moses went to Pharaoh about 11 times. He must have felt that this hard ground will not be broken. Let me explain something. He must have felt that his efforts were being wasted, that he was wasting his time. He probably may have felt that, did I hear God right? Was the burning bush a figment of my imagination? But get this. Get this. Because Moses had gotten to a stage in his life where he knew God, every time that Pharaoh said no, what did he do? He went back to the God that he knows. He must have felt that there was no hope at times. But because he knew God, each time he went back to God, what happened? He remained strong. And God told him what to do. Listen to me. His ability to remain strong was based on his knowledge of God. If he did not know God, he would have given up. If he did not know God, he would not have seen it through. His knowledge of God enabled him to stick to the task in the midst of the challenges. The Bible says, those, the people who know their God, they shall remain strong. You know, that scripture in the year 2009, it should be one that when you wake up, immediately, because that is going to be your key to supernatural exploits next year. That is going to be your key to you being lifted high in the midst of adversity. That is going to be your key to breaking through in the midst of challenges. That is going to be your key to surviving, not even surviving, sorry, to success when there's adversity. Time will not permit me because of time. But let me, you see, Apostle Paul, he was jailed. He was flogged. He was beaten. But in the midst of it, he remained strong and stuck to the assignment. In the midst of all the challenges, he refused to give up. He refused to give in. He refused to give out. Your knowing God will cause you to remain strong. My goodness. I wish I had time. Let me just try to round up. I'll continue on Sunday and talk more about the supernatural aspect of it. But one thing I want you to understand is that the year 2009, there are some certain things that will come your way. Listen to me. There are some certain challenges that will come your way. But it's an opportunity for a supernatural exploit in your life. It is an opportunity for God to show himself strong and mighty on your behalf. It is an opportunity for you to be a sign and a wonder to all those around you. It is an opportunity for you to be lifted up above and beyond your peers and colleagues. It is an opportunity for you to be a symbol to the right way. Oh, I wish somebody understands what I'm talking about. I want us to pray. So that's why it's almost 12 o'clock. That's why I want you to rise up.
Be one of joy this year in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you will never stop dancing. This year, every day, you shall have cause to dance in Jesus' name. I declare over your life that you'll have a song to sing every day of this year In the name of Jesus. I declare over your life in the mighty name of Jesus that all the Egyptians that you saw last year, you shall see no more. In the name of Jesus. Where affliction has arisen, it shall arise no more in the name of Jesus. This day, I pray prophetically over you that even in the midst of challenges, your head shall be raised up in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall be like a Joseph to your generation. You'll be an example unto others. In the name of Jesus. I pray over your life this day that where there has been a cycle of failure in your life, that from henceforth, that this year no longer shall you experience any failure. In the name of Jesus. Everything you put your hands to do, as the Lord has spoken to you, in the name of Jesus, you shall come out victorious. You shall come out successful. In the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that this year you will prosper. Oh my goodness. I say in the mighty name of Jesus that the rod, just like Moses had an ordinary rod, and God turned it into a supernatural rod. The rod you have in your hands, they shall be turned to a supernatural one in Jesus' name. Your skills, the skills, your qualifications that God has given you, as you use it according to his word, it shall be turned into a supernatural one in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that the words you speak prophetically this year, none of them shall fall to the ground in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, every declaration that you make concerning your life, concerning your family, it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that your life shall be a sign. It shall be a wonder in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life that where there's confusion, any area of your life where there's confusion right now, you shall begin to get direction from God in the name of Jesus. Where there is darkness, the light of God shall enter into it in the name of Jesus. I pray the revelation of God into the areas of your, the recesses of your life where you have no understanding. In the name of Jesus. Right now, those marriages that are experiencing challenges, I speak right now as a prophet of God. And I say, whatever may be causing those challenges, if it is human made, we come against it right now. Every marriage that is under attack, that is not ordained of God, that is under attack, this day I put an end to it in the name of Jesus. I see a relaying of the foundation of some marriages in this place in the name of Jesus. Oh my goodness, I see some bones being put together right now. Some bones being put together right now. Some bones that have been out of place being put together right now. Flesh coming upon it. Oh my goodness, I hear the word dry bones leave. 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 I breathe the breath of God upon it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The breath of God can punch upon, come upon it. Where your business has been failing, from henceforth this year, you shall experience a revival in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you because those that you have given us in this church, as what says in the book of Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18, as for me and my children, we are for signs and wonders in the land of Milton Keynes. In the name of Jesus, none shall fall to the side. In the name of Jesus, we shall be for signs and for wonders in this city. In the name of Jesus, I pray the prayer of protection over your life. This year, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that sickness shall not know its way into your life. It shall not know its way into your home. In Jesus' name, I declare over your life that when the spirit of death passes by, it shall go past your house. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life this day that you shall not bury anybody in your family. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life this day, you shall not bury your children. In the name of Jesus, you shall live. The protection of God shall be upon you. I speak the blood of Jesus upon you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I hear supernatural provision this year. Supernatural provision this year. Supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. Some people are going to experience some level of provision that they've never experienced before. Supernaturally, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, even as we are gathered here today and we experienced the crossover into the year 2009, Lord, we shall experience the crossover into the year 2010 in Jesus' name. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the blessings that we experienced in 2008, we shall experience double in the year 2009 in Jesus' name. I pray in the name of Jesus that the level of anointing that we experienced in the year 2008, we shall experience double in the year 2009 in Jesus' name. The Lord shall anoint you. In the name of Jesus, it shall lift you up. Where there has been a casting down, there shall be a lifting up. In the name of Jesus. Where men have rejected you, they shall come seeking for you. In the name of Jesus. Where you have been despised, they shall begin to appreciate you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. We declare this day that so it shall be. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Happy New Year. The Lord be with you. His countenance be upon you. His favor shall be around you. His angels shall go before you to prepare a place for you this year. Everywhere where you step upon, you shall possess in the name of Jesus. You shall be courageous for the Lord. You shall go forth. You shall be a battle axe in the hands of the Lord this year in Jesus' name. God bless you. Hallelujah. Please, if you are worshiping with us for the first time, we really would love to keep in touch with you. There's a card, welcome card in there. If you can just